Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio again with Father John Wargle.
Yes, let's go to work, Danny.
Yes, here we go. Okay, so we've been through the whole chapter one, and we've now just slid slightly into chapter two.
That's right.
At the very beginning, and, you know, I have to say that your letter sort of blew my imagery about rest.
Right,
Because I did have this big idea that God was so tired after doing all this work. You know, we've been through all these things. There was the big, you know, there was nothing. And then there was the big void. And then God worked on days one and three, two and four.
Yeah, and he's all tuckered out,
three and
out,
six.
Right?
Yeah, we've been through all of that. And now we finally made it to day seven.
Right.
And I did have this image in my brain that God was
swinging a hammock.
Man, oh man, that is it for me. I'm finished. Time to rest. No, but that isn't true at all. And so maybe you can talk about that.
Not even remotely so.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So we have this text, and on the seventh day, God finished his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Yeah.
It's interesting how they say that kind of twice like that.
Well, that's a little chiastic structure. Okay.
Oh, great.
But that's, we don't need to go into that now.
Okay.
But we'll be seeing more structures. You know, a lot of what seems to us to be repetitive is really a form.
It's on purpose.
It's poetic form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So what we have here is a movement. God is building his vast cosmic temple.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out with the three chaotic elements. And by separating each day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he's come up with a magnificent cathedral.
Yep.
And the seventh day, we might see that it's kind of like an enthronement ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay, where God now takes his throne. Remember last week we talked about being kings and queens?
Sure,
right?
Yes.
With humanity being co-regents.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can enjoy what he's made.
Yes. When you say co-regents, you mean like co-rulers with God.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With specific responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're made to be responsible. We're made to be fruitful. We're made to create. And so it wasn't that humans were now just laying around popping grapes in their mouth type thing, right?
No, branches.
Yeah,
waving.
I mean, you know, Danny, you build things, you make things. And,
sure.
And even if you make the smallest thing or improvement, what do? Automatically.
Step back. And look at it.
And go, that was
really good.
That's
good
right.
Experience, and it's finished.
That's part of the imago Dei in us.
Because sure.
That's what God's doing.
Uh-huh.
He's sitting back and saying, whoa, this is really cool.
Yes. And in the words of the scriptures, it was good.
That's right. He actually, in the words of thank you. I'm sorry. I'm still a child of the 60s. Okay. So, yeah.
Cool.
It's good. Yeah. The word tov there, Hebrew, is really important. It's good.
Uh-huh.
That's a real important word in scripture. Right. Yeah. So that's what we have here. And it also sort of picks up a little bit on ancient mythopoetic imagery that the ancient Hebrews shared with everyone around. Often in the ancient myths, the gods, creator god or, you know, the vegetation deity or something that would be fighting against the gods of chaos and subdue them. Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And after subduing them, they walk into their palace and then they receive gifts and they receive honor. They receive glory and all that sort of thing.
For the work they had done.
For the battle they had fought and won. I mean, that's what human kings would do.
Sure.
Right. So some of this is echoing here. God has vanquished chaos. The elements are still there, and they're important that they're still there. They're good, but then good for what God intended. And now he's here to enjoy mm-hmm. the rest and we, with his people. I mean,
sure.
union with him.
Yeah.
And we are co-regents. We are to rule, but that, again, is not to exploit. Yeah. We have to play by the rules, and the rules are good.
And the rules are, when I was reading through this, the rules are well worked out. God told us, this is what I want you to do. You know, be
right.
fruitful and multiply, and man and woman, and, you know, rule over the animals.
That's
but in
right.
a way that doesn't, like you said, exploit them or
right.
Destroy.
And that's called natural revelation. I mean, something we all share as human beings. God's put an instinctive revelation that we all, you know, that, hey, we basically can't participate with God's design because we're part of that. Right. So
yeah.
God's design is not just out there, but it's also something that we are wired into with
sure.
natural revelation. So
yeah, it's definitely part yeah. of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that, of course, ties into our conscience.
Mm.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is something we all share.
Mm-hmm. I really liked what you wrote about when you said that God rules from outside, but also came in to be inside and part of us.
Yeah.
You know, part of this.
Yeah. There's a lot of theologies or religions out there that God is completely on the outside.
Yes.
And he rules from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like a deistic type thing.
Sure.
Okay?
Just totally external.
Yeah,
doesn't
right.
ever
yeah.
be part of what we're about.
Right, right. But God rules from the outside, but he also rules from within.
Mm-hmm.
He fills all things, as Jeremiah tells us.
Sure.
There's no place where he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's very imminent, and yet at the same time, he's very transcendent.
Mm.
It's that tension that holds everything in Scripture together.
Mm.
And we see it here, right, in the first chapter of Genesis.
Sure, here it is at the very beginning, right?
That's
can
right.
already see. We can already see how things are going to be laid out if we're able to open up and look at it that way.
Right.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. And then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
It's that tension that holds everything in Scripture together.
Hmm.
And we see it here, right, in the first chapter of Genesis.
Sure, here it is at the very beginning, right?
That's
can
right.
already see. We can already see how things are going to be laid out if we're able to open up and look at it that way.
Right, right. Okay, so the seventh day was the intention. Seventh day, and the whole idea of rest, is the very, very goal of everything.
Hmm.
Okay, rest is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rest is the opposite of chaos.
Okay.
So in our salvation, even when God gave Moses the law, the seventh day of rest was understood eschatologically. In other words, it's the movement. It's the goal. That time, we talked about linear time,
sure.
is going toward rest. And so at Hebrew, okay, he would wake up on Sunday morning and he would be, what? Oh, no, I got a week.
A whole week to go till rest.
Right. You know, and so there's a little bit of depression. I mean, we Christians sort of get a little bit depressed on Sunday nights. Isn't it Sunday nights kind
sure,
of a depressing
absolutely.
Time?
Sure, right? No, absolutely. I just have terrible memories of school the next morning and realizing,
morning,
oh, no.
Drudgery. Okay, so.
I didn't finish all my homework.
Monday, you're too much of shock, okay? And then
yeah.
Tuesday, you're just you know, entering into deep, dark depression.
Right,
Wednesday,
and it's
Wednesday
too
night's
much
kind
at
of
the
a
beginning.
Hump day, right?
Yes,
they call it
true.
A hump day. Yep. And then you...
Just over the edge, looking toward the weekend.
Right.
Rest.
Well, you know, that's sort of built in into the Hebrew week, because everything was telling them after the fall, experiencing chaos, which we do, is that that Sabbath rest is to tell them that they were made for more than working by the sweat of your brow, by weeding, right? All of the things of chaos that the curse of the earth we'll talk more about as we go on, is to give them embedded in their week a longing, a hope. And so the seventh day then becomes more of a longing. You know, they had the Jubilee. We'll talk more about this as time goes on. Then basically Jubilee is a lifetime, you know, that just life of labor. There's something on the other side.
Yeah.
And so everything is a prelude to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to understand this from the structure.
Yeah. I do like the way that I want to call that out a little bit. I do like the way that you laid out from chaos to a structure to rest.
Right.
And then after the fall, back to disorder, and then back to chaos. And
that's
then God sort of created this specific time for the Hebrews to come back to rest, to really know that. And that's really what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. That movement from chaos to order to rest, or its opposite, from rest to disorder to chaos.
Mm-hmm.
We're on one continuum or the other,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so that's a very telling thing from this structure. And also, salvation is understood rest. I mean, what does Jesus say? He said, come to me, you know, all you who are laboring, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, right? It's very possible, Danny, to be working real hard and to be creating things. And hopefully, if you find your gift in God, work is not drudgery, okay?
Sure, yeah.
Really, it's something that, I mean, you look with the radio station and everything, good heavens.
Well, that, and seriously, I do tell people, my 50 years in the IT business, there were very few moments during that whole, I mean, seriously, 50 years of doing that, that I was sad, or that I was, you know, if it was hard for me to go to work, it just didn't happen.
Right, right.
I had 50 great years, and I just found, I think you're right. I found
that's Jesus, isn't it?
I love. Yep. I agree.
So many people talk about getting burned out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? If you're burned out, it's because you don't have an interior rest.
Mm.
Okay. The saints, like St. John of the Cross, okay, if you looked at his day, I mean, it was incredibly active. He was creating things and building things all the time. You wouldn't think that he's out just meditating all the time. But the saints have learned that work is something that is expected of us. We're built for, and it's part of the creative process of who we are in the image of God, but with an interior peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Sabbath is inside of them. Okay. St. John of Cross, you know, he says, one dark night, fired with love's urging longings, out of sheer grace, I went out unseen, my house being now at rest. Okay. So you can be huffing and puffing in your body. You might be sweating. You might be dog tired, like most of the saints were, because John of the Cross, after a day's work, he would go out all night and start praying. You know what I mean? Good Lord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
So there's always,
no wonder
always
he's a saint.
Tired, you know, but they never say, I need a vacation,
yes,
right?
Right, sure.
People say, I need a vacation. They're trying to get away from the strain and stress and chaos of their life. But the problem is when they go on vacation, they take that with them.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I mean, they might, you know, how they get rid of it, you know, may medicate themselves or something.
Well, it's hard, but, and you can't do it in a week.
Yeah.
You know, you still got all of that tied up in you and locked in. And so it's really hard to do that for us today.
And again, it explains why people self-medicate themselves in many ways. They're searching for that rest, Danny.
Mm.
But it doesn't come in such an artificial way.
It can only come, sounds like, it can only come if it's really internal and already part of you.
That's right.
And you're already working through it as part of your regular cycle of life.
That's when you start seeing yourself as a temple.
Ah, yes. Oh, okay.
So it works like rushing nesting dolls. Okay. We have a temple inside. And the church is built with a lot of imagery, our physical church as a temple, right?
Sure.
So when we go to church, when we see the beauty, we hear the truth and the goodness, it's a reflection of what our interior should be. That's why sacred space is so important.
Yes.
And sacred space is so fundamental to this chapter, right?
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then inside that, we have the cosmic temple that God built, right?
Right.
God's temple, you know, it's nature. So if we are truly a temple of God and God's dwelling in us like the seventh day, then we can be working really hard, but we'll have an interior rest.
Sure. Yeah. We'll always be able to find that rest.
Yeah.
It'll always be part of us.
And so therefore, in the week is now transcended. You know, people call about John chapter 20 on the next day of the week, the eighth day. Now we're living in the eighth day, so we don't have to really look at the week as that big of a drudgery, Danny. So
yeah, good. Yeah. And so the day of rest, mm-hmm. seventh day, mm-hmm. it's a day for all of us, and it's a day that we should internalize and try to make part of our work and cycle of our life.
That's it. We're living in the seventh day since Jesus came, you know, it's a restoration seventh day. Of course, we're looking forward to the ultimate rest, which is heaven.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anything to add?
I think we got it, right?
Yeah, that seems good. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in today.
God bless you.
We'll see everybody next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another Deep Dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.